There's nothing special about being American. None of you can define for me what an American is.
I am the nation. I was born on July 4th, 1776, and the Declaration of Independence is my birth certificate. The bloodlines of the world run in my veins because I offered freedom to the oppressed. I am many things and many people. I am the nation. I'm 200 million living souls and the ghost of millions who have lived and died for me. I'm Nathan Hale and Paul Revere. I stood at Lexington and fired the shot heard round the world. I'm Washington, Jefferson, Patrick Henry. I'm John Paul Jones, the Green Mountain Boys, Davy Crockett. I'm Lee.
Coming to you from the D-Tom Studios in the free state of Florida, sponsored by Maker's Mark Bourbon, this is Don't Tread America. Your host, Don Q. Come on. All right, guys, how's everybody doing out there today? It is Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. Mayday, Mayday, we have Mayday. Guys, I've got one hell of a show for you today. And I'm not just saying that because it's true. We, as a country, as a world, although this show is called Don't Tread on America, I have a feeling that everything that's going on right now is a precursor to what's about to come. Oh, Don, you say this all the time. Let me guess. Get prepared. Get ready. Yeah. Are these protests just a distraction for what is about to happen? Now, before we get into all of that, I want you to think about what I just said as I go through my opening spiel. Everything that's going on right now. Now, I've talked about this for the last couple of weeks now since these protests have started. Who's paying for them? Who's responsible? Why are they doing this? Why didn't they start this back in October when the whole Israel and Hamas situation, when all that started? Why now? And I equated it back to BLM and George Floyd and all that stuff. And I do believe that the parties involved in the BLM Antifa stuff back 4 years ago are also involved in this. But before we get into that, guys, please make sure you are following the show on whatever podcast app you're listening to this on. We're available everywhere. Make sure you tell your friends. Make sure you follow the show. You hit the little plus button there, whatever it is. If you're on Apple or Spotify, if you could please leave a rating and a review. Also on Podbeam, you can do that. That helps a lot. It helps with the algorithms and other people seeing the show. So please do that. Don't forget, we're also on Rumble at Don't Tread on America TV. Once again, if you have an account there, go ahead and follow the show. If you don't have an account there, go ahead and make an account and follow the show. And you don't need to make an account on Rumble just because of the Don't Tread on America show. But there's plenty of other stuff on Rumble, just like there is on YouTube. So, and you'll find that you can actually watch a lot more stuff that might concern the things that you want to hear. So go to Rumble, make an account. Doesn't cost you anything. Much like listening to this podcast, it doesn't cost you a penny to follow the show. Doesn't cost you a penny to go to Rumble, make a profile, and follow your favorite shows, including Don't Tread on America TV. Also, guys, don't forget, we are on social media. Don't Tread on America on Facebook, Instagram, True Social, and the Ticker Talker. and on the Twitter X machine at DTom_1775. And don't forget about our website where you can go to all that stuff, DontTreadOnAmerica.com. And if you want to email me directly, you can hit me up, DonQ@DontTreadOnAmerica.com. And don't forget about our sponsors, guys. That's the stuff that helps me fund this show and keep things going. Don't forget, we got Reaper Apparel Company T-shirt. If you're watching this on Rumble, T-shirt's right over here off my right shoulder, your left. ReaperApparelCo.com. Use promo code DTOM and get 10% off your order. They got hats, T-shirts, tank tops. They have all sorts of stuff. Check them out. Also, don't forget about the DTOM store. And with that situation, like I've said, that profit, anything we make from that is going to go straight to Tunnels and Towers. So if you can help me, help them, it'll be a great thing for all of us. All right. So it was interesting. Obviously, it's Wednesday. I'm here today. I told you I might be here Tuesday, and I had all intentions on being here Tuesday, but my wife wasn't feeling well, and so I was a little concerned. I didn't want to be back here, locked in the DTOM studios recording, and then something happened, and, I was like, I'll just do it Wednesday. No big deal. And then more than likely, I'll be back. I'll definitely be back Friday, if not tomorrow. Maybe both. I don't know. Because in working on these shows, like I've told you guys this time and time again, obviously I have a job just like, everyone else that's listening to this. So it's not like I can sit around all day thinking, okay, what am I going to talk about today? What's going on? Okay, we got protests. Ooh. This is stuff like I start working on shows a day or two in advance, start putting stuff together, a little bit at a time as I think of things. And oddly enough, the last show I did was, RFK, and I was going into liberalism and conservatism and all that stuff. And while I was doing that show, as I was talking, I was like, thinking in my head, that's a good topic to just go over that. So I'm writing stuff. I'm getting all this stuff together. I had some clips and I had whatnot, and Chris texted me yesterday, and he texted me a clip to a movie that we're going to talk about here in just a minute. And it totally changed what this show was going to be about. I still have all the liberalism, conservatism. Actually, the name of that show is called... it's called something. It's right here. Modern liberal... blah, blah, blah. Modern liberalism versus modern conservatism. That'll probably be the next show that you hear, barring anything happening in the next day or so. But that's the show I was working on for today when he sent me this clip. And it took me down a whole nother rabbit hole of thought process. Now, do you remember, those of you that are in your 40s, 50s, 60s, do you recall a movie? Now, this was back in 1988, so it was a while ago. You're talking, what was that, 46 years ago. There was a movie, it was called They Live, okay? Now, the main character was played by Roddy Piper, right? And not for nothing, no offense to anyone else that was in the movie, but he was the quote-unquote big star. Now, this movie was made by John Carpenter, And I don't want to look up the cast. I don't want to dismiss the people that were in it. But there was other people that you might recognize if you watched the movie. So if you have not watched this movie, I encourage you to find it and watch it. As a matter of fact, let me look it up here real quick. I took typing class when I was in school, and you'd think I could remember how to do this. They Live. Streaming. It is on. So if you have Tubi, it's free. YouTube, it's $3.79. Google, $3.79. Amazon Prime, $3.79. Fandango, $3.99. Apple TV, $3.99. So if you have any of those, you're not talking a lot of money. $4 is the highest. I encourage you, if you have not watched this movie, or better yet, if you have watched this movie, but you watched it 40-some-odd years ago, go back and rewatch the movie. It's about 2 hours long. It has, like I said, Rowdy Piper. You know, he was a wrestler back in the day. And, you know, Keith David was in the movie, if you know who he is. I've seen him in other movies, I just don't recall. But nonetheless, it came out in November of 1988, directed by John Carpenter. I'm telling you, when I tell you to go watch a movie, I am not a big movie guy, okay? And that movie back then, so in 88, I was 15, okay? So I'm a teenager in high school when this movie came out, and I remember it, and I probably haven't watched it for 30 years, you know, in all honesty. And if you've ever seen the movie, and I don't want to go into too much detail in case you haven't seen the movie and you're really curious, and if you're not curious right now, by the time I'm done with this show, you will be. But if you recall the movie, if you recall the premise of how the movie went and the things that happened in the movie, and that's why I'm encouraging everybody to go back and watch this movie again now, because like we've talked about hundreds of times on this show and about how things, they just can't help. The quote unquote, they just can't help but tell you exactly what they're going to do, whether it be through film, TV, or music. Now, mind you, this clip I'm going to play from the movie, 46 years old, okay? Keep that in mind, but please, please pay attention to what they're saying. Now, I know it's just a movie, Don. It's just a movie. I'm telling you when I tell you this, how many times have you watched a movie and something in that movie happened, and then a year, 5 years, 10 years, 46 years later, that same stuff happens. Now, the beauty of being alive today is the fact that we have the internet and we can look back at these things. Now, Chris and I have talked about this movie, They Live, on this show plenty of other times in referencing to the things that are going on in this world, not just this country, but this world. Everything I'm going to talk about, yeah, this is Don't Tread on America, but everything I'm going to talk about today concerns every single one of us in this whole world. No matter where you're at listening to this show, I have listeners all around the world, okay? And what I'm about to tell you is so vitally important, and it's going to open your eyes so much that I don't understand. I don't think that you're, let me put it this way. I don't think that you understand that what I'm about to tell you and break this down to you is what's actually happening. You're not even going to grasp the concept until we're done talking. So when I tell you what I'm telling you, guys, I'm serious. I really went down a rabbit hole with this one. So this is a clip from the movie, and it's called The Power Elite Scene. Listen very closely to the beginning of this clip.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite. You have given us entree to the resources we need in our ongoing quest for multidimensional expansion. And in return, the per capita income of each of you here tonight has grown, and this year alone, by an average 39%. And I've just received word that our forces have won a major victory. The underground terrorist network has been destroyed here on the West Coast. We are off crisis alert. The situation is normal again.
How you doing? All right, so by 2025, now this movie was made in 1988. Not only here in America, but around the world, the global elite has, you know, you heard what he said. Now, I know this is just a movie. And without going into detail, and this isn't a They Live movie review, you need to watch this movie. If you've watched it and it was 40-something years ago, you need to watch it again. I say 46 years ago, so 36 years ago, because 40 years would be 28. So, you know what I'm saying. 36 years ago. Sorry. I'm like a little excited here. But nonetheless, 36 years ago, you've probably forgotten a little bit about what this movie was about. And if it's been 30 years or so that you've seen this movie, you probably have an idea of what it was about. And you might remember a little bit. But if you forget, I just told you everywhere it's available. If you have Tubi, it's free. Everywhere else, it's pretty much about $4. Please, go watch it after you're done listening to this. So, why did I play that? And why am I asking the question, are these protests just a distraction for what is about to happen? Okay, Don, what's about to happen? Get to it. After this commercial break. Hey, gays. No. So, I had this revelation. And it flashed back to COVID. Okay, so in 2020, or even prior to COVID, so say 2019, we had riots. We had some riots here and there based on different shootings, from police shooting black motorist or whatever. And I'm not trying to dismiss that, but I'm just getting to a point. We had some rioting in Ferguson and different parts of the country. Then in May of 2020, you had the Rodney King situation. May of 21, you had the Rodney King situation. Now, at this point, we're about a year into COVID, right? But then those protests got really violent around the country. And you had, they were mostly peaceful protesting, right? And then you look at the protests that are going on now. Now, I don't agree with any kind of protesting. Let me rephrase that. I 100% agree with freedom of speech. And I agree to your right to protest peacefully. And by that, I mean when you protest whatever you're protesting, and there's a protest zone, you can protest, but you have to do it over there. That's where you do it. You have your signs. You say what you say. And that's that. You don't lock yourself in buildings. You don't break into buildings. You don't burn down buildings. You don't fight people. You don't throw stuff at people. You don't stop other people of other races, whether they're white, black, Jewish, Palestinian, whatever. You don't stop them from being able to do what they need to do. Okay? So I'm against any kind of protest that hinders a person's ability to be able to do what they need to do. I can't stand people that block roads, that block traffic, that do the things that they do that you're seeing on TV. So let me first say that. But secondly, it's amazing how the media right now is so crazy over these protests. It's like you can't watch the news without hearing about protests. Period. It's protest. It's wall-to-wall protest. And you think back 4 years ago, three years ago, during the George Floyd situation, how those protests were probably more violent than what's going on right now. I'm not saying these don't have the tendency to maybe get violent, but as of right now, the George Floyd protests were much more violent and chaotic than these protests right now. Not that these protests are, by the law by any stretch of the imagination, but the media sitting here saying how violent and how active these people are and look what they're doing, and I agree. But they were also doing the same thing back with George Floyd, and those were mostly peaceful. So you got to ask your question, why? So we go back to, 2 weeks ago when I asked the question, who's funding this? And by all accounts, I would say, and it's come out lately, more so that it's probably George Soros or one of his backed funding situations. Surprise, surprise. So then I had this revelation today. I started thinking, well, based on what I'm about to tell you, that's going to happen. It's not might happen. What I'm telling you isn't an idea that may happen. This is going to happen. I have a date. It's a matter of what happens after that date. So just hang tight. So we talk about COVID and we think, okay, well, COVID was bullshit, and you can say that now, and that's fine. Were you saying that 3 years ago, 4 years ago? Maybe you were, maybe you weren't. I would assume that there's more people saying that it's bullshit now than were back then. This show, Chris and I, and my family, or most, a lot of my family, thought the whole thing was bullshit, and we question what was the point. Where were they going with this? They're getting everyone so worked up over a cold. Well, in the meantime, you had these protests. White cop killed black guy, you know, division. It doesn't matter. I mean, I hate to say it like this, but it doesn't matter that the white cop killed the black guy. It was the fact that a white whatever killed a black whatever, division. Fast forward to today, or right now, a protest that is 6-7 months after the incident. So, I mean, at least you can say with George Floyd, those protests started, you know, relatively quickly. Now, mind you, it was a buildup of previous situation from the past year prior to George Floyd, but it's not like May 25th, 2021, when George Floyd was killed, they waited till, you know, October or November to protest. They did it within a couple of days. This is a situation that they're protesting an event that happened October 7th, and that's what they're chanting. Don't forget October 7th. Okay, that was almost 7 months ago. Where were y'all 7 months ago? Which is why I've been asking the question, why now? Who's funding this? Why now? Okay, we think we know who's funding it, and I believe I know why now. Because we're in May. So if you're listening to this outside of America, okay, if you're listening to this, especially if you're in Europe, what is today? Now, you might not be listening to this on May 1st. You might be listening to it on May 2nd. But whatever that is, what was May 1st in Europe? Correct. It is what they call May Day. So May Day was the celebration or was the antithesis of communism? Either way, it was something to do with communism, bad thing, good thing, whatever. And in Paris today, May 1st, they're rioting May 1st. So these riots, and you also have the same riots we're having in this country around the world and other parts of the country also, same situation. And once again, it's about race. Okay, before it was white versus black. Now it's race or religion, Jews versus Muslim, although the majority of the quote-unquote Muslim people or the Palestinian folks are white. So go figure. Which automatically probably tells you that they are there for the money, not for the cause. But the whole point of the protests are to cause chaos and distractions. So when you had the protest with George Floyd and you had a faction of people that believed what the government was telling them. Okay, we have COVID, you're all going to die, you need to take this vaccine. And we on this show, I've said it when Chris was here, when Chris isn't here, we've talked about how these things, you know, Bill Gates is doing this and the WHO's doing that and the WEF's doing this and Klaus Schwab's doing that. And we always had the thought, like, what's next? I've even talked about on this show. I did a show a couple of months ago called the next pandemic, right? Pandemic X, right? And I did a show not that long ago where I told you about the bird flu was making a comeback. And I'm like, okay, is this the next pandemic? Is this where we're going? And I don't think it's going to be a pandemic like that. And I shouldn't call it a pandemic, but I want to say a health scare like that. It's not going to be something because COVID kind of worked, but it didn't really work. It didn't work for what they want to do. If you've been a longtime listener of the show and you go back to some of our early shows during COVID, you know, we talked about their plan, their quote unquote, their plan, and what, and it wasn't an American plan. It was a world plan, the WEF, World Economic Forum, WHO, World Health Organization. It's not about Biden or Trudeau or whoever else. It was about, those are just key players in the game. It was about dominating you and me. So COVID was just a test run to see how people would react to authority. How would you react to, okay, you've got to get the vaccine. In this country, didn't work out so well. Some other countries, it worked out pretty good. In this country, it worked out good enough, but it was only like 70%, 60 some odd percent effective as far as people saying, yes, we will get the shot. Yes, masters. You still had a good 30 some odd percent that said, fuck your shit. Okay. And even of that 60 or 70% that did get at least one or two vaccines after they were getting sick, they didn't get any more. But nonetheless, you had enough people convinced to get this untested vaccination because they might get the cold and they might die. And even as shit was rolling out and said, well, people are still getting the shot and they're still getting COVID, and then you tried to blame the unvaccinated for this, and that didn't work. So it's hard for me to believe that another health scare, another health pandemic is going to convince people, because even though you might have had pretty good support 3-4 years ago with followers, I feel that percentage is way down. You might be looking, at least in this country, you might be looking at 10 to 20%, seriously. If another health scare came along and they said, okay, it's the anal pox and we have the vaccine for it, you're not going to see a ton of people lining up for it. I'm just saying. But if there's something else they can do, okay, and we talked about this last year. So what is that something else? Okay, so today's May 1st. So May 27th, 3 weeks, a little more than 3 weeks away. Actually, for us, it's Memorial Day. So just a few weeks away could be a date just as important in this country's history, ranking up there or higher than July 4th, 1776, December 7th, 1945, and September 11th, 2001. So I'm telling you right now, May 27th, 2024, could be the most important date in this country's history. And then not only in this country's history, but this world's history. No matter where you're listening to this, and whatever country you're in, you guys have important dates too. Like in this country, we look at 4th of July, you know, December 7th, September 11th. Those are this country's things, you know, other than Memorial Day and stuff like that. But I'm talking like events. You in other countries probably have similar dates. And I'm telling you, when I tell you March, May 7th, 2024 is going to be one of those dates. Now, why am I saying that? On May 27th, they ratify the pandemic treaty, the WHO, the WEF, and every country involved. Now, you have a group of people that are fighting this. Now, I'm going to play you this clip. Now, these are different congressmen and senators and whatnot. And this is the things that they have to say about what's going on.
Little John, co-founder of the 70 Coalition and founder of the Anti-Globalist International Organization.
Please listen to what she's saying.
The two treaties that are going to be voted on in May 27th of this year, just a few weeks from now, are the greatest threat to freedom that the world has ever faced. Public health is being used as a tool for total control. This is not a public health issue. It's an instrument to introduce Chinese-style totalitarianism to the United States and to the world. Now, the international health regulations, if WHO gets what it wants, they will be able to mandate vaccines, mandate masks, mandate lockdowns, and mandate quarantines in the United States and all over the world. Also, they will be able to mandate that the governments of the world surveil and censor their citizens, no doubt through mandatory digital IDs, which can be used as the basis of a China social credit system style rule of totalitarian control.
Thank you all. I'm pleased to stand with my colleagues and other friends and great patriots that are interested in the sovereignty of America. And don't be distracted at this moment. Don't you be distracted. Let's not America be distracted by what's happening in this building or what's about to happen in this building behind us. As bad as that is, and it's bad, but as bad as that is, we can do two things at once. We can pay attention to the other things that are happening around the globe and in this country. And as we speak, President Biden is planning to cede the sovereignty of the United States of America to the internationalists and the World Health Organization, the ability to decide between you and your doctor what medicine you take or do not take, whether you wear a mask or not, whether you leave your home, and where you go is all potentially being ceded by this president of the United States based on a signature. Subverting and disregarding the Constitution of the United States, bypassing the Senate, saying it's not a treaty, doing the exact same thing that President Obama did with the Iran nuclear deal. That was bad now, then, and it's a precursor. It's a warning of what might happen very, very soon. So we're gathered here today to make sure that you're all aware of what we're all aware of, that we're awake, and that we make sure that President Biden is not allowed to just sign on our behalf, and that the Senate rejects any attempt by the World Health Organization to take away our individual medical freedom, our individual choices, our choices to move about our country, our community, our homes as we please. That is literally what is at stake right now. And then be forced to pay for it without even knowing what the bill is. It is unacceptable. The fact that we even have to have this press conference is breathtaking. But every single day you wake up and you say to yourself, well, what more can it be? I can't believe what just happened. They can't do anything else. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as bad as it is, and as bad as it is in dealing with this government taking away our rights every single day, just imagine how difficult it's going to be to drag our rights back away from some international organization of bureaucrats that aren't even elected, that don't care about America, don't care about our Constitution, and don't care about what we...
So... Now, you can sit here and think, okay, Don, that's just a couple people saying whatever. Okay, I got you. I got you when I tell you this. Do you recall last week I did a show? It was great. You should have heard it. But in the show, I told you this. Joe Biden may declare a national climate emergency, granting him over 130 wartime powers. Okay, what has this got to do with pandemic treaties, Don? Hold on. He would be granted COVID-like power and is also being compared to 9/11 emergency powers. The Center for Biological Diversity have estimated Joe Biden would be granted about 130 wartime powers. These wartime powers could bypass democracy and would impose the Green New Deal on every American without a single vote from Congress. Okay, Don, this is... has nothing to do with the pandemic treaty. Why are we talking about this? Because we have been convinced in this country that when I say the word pandemic and we talk about the WHO's pandemic treaty, we're convinced that I'm referring to health emergencies. Well, because it's the World Health Organization running it, so duh, it's obviously a health emergency. Okay. This is from Canada. Okay, I don't know the gentleman's name, so please just listen to what he has to say on the situation.
Could you give an outline to the viewers who might not be aware of it, what this WHO international treaty that's currently being ironed out over at the UN, what is it all about?
Well, the key points are that with the support of the financial institutions, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Wellcome Trust, and the Gates Foundation, we're essentially ceding the ability to suspend all civil liberties and all of the rights associated with what we would call the Bill of Rights here in the United States, International Declaration of Human Rights. All of those can be suspended by a capricious determination that there's a public health emergency, and the minute that happens, there are no rights. In a nutshell, that's what the treaty is. And like the PREP Act was after the anthrax outbreak of 2001, which the U.S. perpetrated on the U.S. so that we could get to the PREP Act of 2005, the exact same playbook is how we got COVID to get us to this moment, which is to say, terrorize the world, convince them that we need some giant protector state that actually has some sort of supranational ability, and then suspend civil liberties as long as they need to be suspended. And in this particular case, at the whim of funding agencies who have no criminal accountability. So, in a nutshell, if you feel good about that, feel good about May. What it does is it allows a board at the World Health Organization to either declare an actual emergency or declare an anticipated emergency. There doesn't have to be any evidence. There is
Listen
no evidence
closely,
standard
guys.
At all. So this is actually worse than what happened in COVID, because they don't even have a standard that says they have to isolate a pathogen. They don't have to isolate anything. What they have to do is simply say, we think that there is a reason to declare an emergency, and as such, we therefore have the ability to suspend travel, to actually penalize member states. There's a very big clause inside of the treaty that actually has penalties on member states for non-compliance. But we have to go back to the formation of the World Health Organization, and a lot of people don't want to go back to 1944 to 1946 when the WHO was set up. Very few people know that they wrote absolute immunity from all criminal prosecution into their charter. The only organization self-appointed with no external authority ever granted to have the ability to write themselves out of all forms of criminal prosecution in perpetuity. That's right in the charter of the World Health Organization. And that right, which was actually negotiated by the Wellcome Trust and the Rockefeller Foundation, they are the ones that paid for it. They're the ones that put Renee Sand up as the first director. They're the ones that actually put all of these pieces in place. Give them the ability to act with impunity on citizens, regardless of your compliance or absence of compliance, with any of the nation state decisions around the World Health Organization. Every American citizen traveling abroad has no rights. They can be subject to any crime for which there can be no criminal prosecution. So if you feel good about that, yeah, there's probably a way we can actually soft pedal this thing. But the problem is, like we had with anthrax to get to the PREP Act, like we've had with COVID to get to the World Health Organization treaty, these things are set up to be terror campaigns to modify the public's willingness to give up their liberties.
So, once again, to hear that, you think health emergencies. Health, okay, Don, we were talking about having a cold, we're talking about anthrax, we're talking about Ebola, we're talking about this, we're talking about that. Where is the juice? Okay. This is from the World Health Organization, March 13th, 2024. And I'm going to scroll down to... So it goes through a bunch of different stuff. The agreement is for biological materials, clinical samples, blah, 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 genetic sequencing, manufacturer. So this is about medicine and those types of things. This right here is regional economic integration, relevant diagnosis, universal health coverage. Trying to find where I had this. Okay, full respect to dignity, human rights, and fundamental freedoms, all persons, and the enjoyment of the highest attainable standards of health of every human being. See, I wish I knew how to highlight on this thing, and I would have been like, here it is right here. Trying to read fast, but I'm also trying to not have dead air, so you know how that works. in here it talks about, I'm trying to find it, but I cannot, because, you know, that's how we do. Laboratory biosafe biological risk management, spillover, spillback prevention. Okay, so here you go. Spillover and spillback prevention, identify settings and activities that create or increase the risk of disease emergence and reemergence at all human, animal, plant, environment interface. Take measures to reduce risk of zoonotic spillover, including measures aimed at safe and responsible management of wildlife, farm, companion animals in line with relevant international standards. Infection prevention and control implemented effective infection preventive and control measures on healthcare facilities. Water sanitation and hygiene strengthened efforts to ensure safe water. So there's a part in here about global warming. And back to, God, I wish I could find it. I'm going to play something where the lady just says it. So it'll be fine. It'll be fine. It's all fine. let me see if I scroll faster. So there's a part in here that says, when it comes to global warming, or how is it phrased when dipshits here, climate emergency, national climate emergency, right? So they can, like the gentleman just said, they can, something might happen. So what they can do, if you have, say, Biden or other countries, could declare a national climate emergency. Those things that they can lie out in their measures that each country has in their own treaties or in their own bills, and say that this climate emergency could affect health and humans' health and animals' health, which then could affect your health. And it's almost kind of like, you know, when we talked about bird flu a couple weeks ago, some people, does this have anything to do with global warming? I don't know how animals getting sick have anything to do with what may or may not be a climate emergency. But you will see where they will try to use these things, quote unquote things, against us, because it's very vague. Like he had just said, that it's not okay. I'm trying to figure out how to explain this. Okay, COVID, for example. None of us knew what COVID was. We just hear COVID and we're thinking, oh shit, coronavirus, we're all gonna die, right? Right? And I'll admit, when this first happened, I think everyone panicked a little bit. Now, my panic was more about having supplies, okay? Having food, water. What if we can't go anywhere? What are we going to do? Am I going to be an army of one that fights back? I mean, what am I going to do? So, yes, bum rush the store, you buy stuff. Okay. And I'm sure I wasn't the only person that did that, because we didn't know. No one heard the word COVID, because most of us are just people. Most of us we're not bioengineers or, you know, biology majors. We work in industry. We are police officers. We work in construction. We work in hospitality. We work at grocery stores. We work at restaurants. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck do you know about COVID? So when they come out and start throwing this scary word around and that you could die, well, fuck, you might think you could actually die from this thing. You don't know, because who are you, right? So they have to make it scary enough that this climate emergency is going to kill people. And then I stumbled upon this clip, okay? Now, this is from Dr. Meryl, I think that's how you say her name, Meryl Nass. And she explains how the WHO's proposed pandemic treaty is lined out. Now, you're going to hear a lot of similar talk from the last two people. This isn't from a conspiracy theorist, I'm against this, that, or the other thing. This is a person that's in the mix. She helped write the fucking bill. Okay? Listen to what she's telling you, because she's telling you exactly what they're going to do.
Soft coup. And the idea is to create a whole new set of laws and ignore the existing human rights laws and other laws under the pretext of pandemic preparedness and the biosecurity agenda. The WHO is developing through all its nations, but with the WHO directorate in the United States in charge, a pandemic treaty and amendments to the existing international health regulations that will remove the human rights protections currently embedded in the IHRs, will enforce surveillance, censorship, get rid of freedom of speech, require governments to censor and only push a single narrative. Also, we will be subject, if they can make this work, to vaccines developed in 100 days, which the organization CEPI is planning to do. And one of the people who founded CEPI was Jeremy Farrar, who is now the chief scientist at the WHO to bring this forward. Other things that the amendments do is to bind the states so they're no longer recommendations but enforceable edicts, provide a liability shield, get rid of intellectual property rights, move supplies from one country to another, enforce digital passports, and the Director General of WHO can demand that a pandemic or a potential pandemic exists. He can just declare it with no standards, and then countries around the world will have to obey. Also, the WHO will tell you what drugs you can and can't use in your nation once a pandemic is declared. Obviously, the budget will increase. One Health is another part of this. One Health is a concept that was created to enable the WHO, with these documents, to take over jurisdiction of everything in the world by saying that climate change, animals, plants, water systems, ecosystems are all central to health. Also embedded in this concept is a peculiar notion that humans are no longer of greater value than animals.
So, does that hit home any? She said it. She said it. That these things. Okay, I don't want you playing anything else here. Gay. I mean, see? Look at you. You're going to play some.
Check
shut
this
up.
Out.
Shut the fuck up, motherfucker. I knew that shit was going to fucking happen. That's why I hate fucking YouTube. Anyway. So, they can just as easily call climate change a pandemic. It doesn't have to be, you know, I mean, realistically, let's see. If you look up the word pandemic, all right, definition. Widespread occurrence of, let me see, click on it. Widespread occurrence of infectious disease or a whole country or world particular time. Or the prevalent over a world country, whole country or world. So it doesn't have to be a disease. It is believed or is told to us that it's about a epidemic. Pandemic is pan is the world of an epidemic of an infectious disease. But the disease doesn't necessarily have to be a disease as in the cold or AIDS or monkeypox or whatever. The disease, quote unquote, can also be a world defining or what they feel is a world defining disease. Might not have anything to do with me or you getting sick, per se. If you listen to what the lady said, it's about the world getting sick, not the people of the world. The world getting sick. Okay? So, you have that. Now, the other day, you had this. The world's most advanced economies just agreed to end coal use by 2035. So, not to read this whole article, but Group of Seven Nations announced Tuesday its member nations would end the use of coal by 2035. So, that's countries like, you know, this country and most of Europe. The interesting thing is you look up the biggest offenders of coal use, and it's China and India, and who's not part of the G7? Okay, there you go. In the U.S., real quick, that would cause up to about a 40,000-50,000 job loss situation. So for the few people that are still holding on to those types of jobs, yeah, learn how to code, I guess, right? But I guess in essence, what I'm trying to get at is this. We have these protests going on. We don't know why. I mean, we think we know why because we're being told why, but we don't really know why. Because like I've said before, they should have been protesting 6 months ago. This whole thing started October 7th. Why weren't they protesting, say, by like November? Why now? Who's paying for it? We think we know. We're probably right. When I say this is much a replay of 2020, George Floyd, BLM, COVID, whatever, I don't think I'm wrong, but I try to equate that. I'll tell you right now, I tried to equate what's going on now versus 2020 to the election, okay? And I don't think that's 100% the fact because, much like we've also said on this show, there very well might not be an election. I've talked about that. What could happen? Will we go to war with China? Will we have a civil war? Will Biden suspend elections? Will he do a Zelensky? Will he do these things? Well, he could under this situation of a global, let me get the proper terminology, of a national climate emergency, granting him wartime powers, which would also include or could include martial law, which could also suspend elections. Guys, no one is talking about this. Not yet. I have a tendency to do shows, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I do shows. We have a decent following. Okay, I'm not big by any stretch of imagination, but we have a decent following, and I have a feeling there's people that listen to the show that probably have their own shows, and that's fine. I welcome everybody here, and all I have to do is ask you this, please, if you're listening to the show, okay, for whatever reason, and you like what I'm saying, and you think that you're going to use it on your show, that's fine. Use it. Just throw me a bone. Okay, because chances are I listen to your show and I'm going to know. And the reason I'm going to call you out on it, if that does happen, whoever, I'm not naming any names, but you know who you are, because nobody is talking about this. I didn't pick this up listening to another podcast. I didn't pick this up off the news. This is real. This is happening. And it's happening soon. Isn't it convenient that this is getting signed on May 27th, our Memorial Day? So, okay, Don, what does it matter? It's a Monday. Who cares? It's the who, you know, it has nothing to do with America necessarily. There's 100 and something other countries, da-da-da-da-da. I understand what you're saying. But in this country, it's Memorial Day. And it's a three-day weekend for a lot of people. And a lot of people don't give a shit about the news. They want to cook out. They want to drink some beer. They want to have some fun. So, do you think they're going to pay attention to anything? No, you can slide this right on by. That's why it's important that on May 1st, we're talking about this. Because we need to get this in front of Fox and CNN and these other reporters and people that have a bigger name than me that might be able to actually talk to some of these people and ask, what are we doing about this? Are we just going to let Joseph R. Biden walk into the UN and say, yeah, sounds good, let's do it. I can be king for the forever, or, you know, the next 2 years before I die because I'm 100. And I'm not wishing death upon anyone. Don't get me wrong. I'm just wishing he would go away as president. Guys, when I tell you these things, I'm not on a ledge. I'm not fucking Alex Jones, you know, Lizard Illuminati. But I'm also going to say this. You can talk shit about Alex Jones all you want. He's more right than he's wrong. Not by a little bit. Okay? Everything I just played, everything I just read, you can find. You can find it on the internet. Yeah. CNN. You can get stuff off of Twitter or X, whatever. The stats are off of Statista. You can Google. This is off of... I'll tell you exactly where to go. Here, hold on. Let me back it up. This is off of the Europarlament, europarl.eu website. So it's not like it's just some random person standing outside with a sign saying Jesus will save us. This is them saying what they're going to do. They're telling you. They're literally telling you what they're going to do. And this all happens May 7th. Now, that's not to say that, or not May 7th, May 27th. But that's not to say that on May 27th, everything's going to change. But it could on the 28th. So, today is May 1st. You might be listening to it on May 1st. You might be listening to this on May 2nd or May 3rd. I don't even know what to tell you as far as how to, what to do, what to get ready for. But I'm going to say this. In America, the land of 300 some odd million guns. Oh God, here he goes again. We're going to have to get ready for war, right, Don? Is that what we're doing? Yes. We can get on Facebook, we can get on Twitter, we can get on YouTube, and we can get on TikTok, and we can get on any other fucking, I can get on this fucking microphone, and we can say, we need to do this, and we got to do that, and we need to stand up, and we the people, and fuck them, you know, fuck our government, fuck these people. It's all words, guys. It's all fucking words. Sorry. We've got to actually stand up. In 1775, in this country, 3% of this population said, fuck England, fuck King George. 3%. You're only talking a couple hundred thousand people back then. 3% right now is upwards of 10 million people. But my question is to you 10 million people, are you willing to do what it takes to keep this country and your sovereignty? Because Poopy Pants McGee up there in Washington is going to say, fuck you, because he doesn't give a shit. He's working for the overlords. He's not working for you. Guys, I'm telling you right now, the time is now. Stock up. Do what you got to do. I don't know, in all honesty, and I'm not telling you to give up, but in all honesty, I don't even understand how to tell you how prepared you need to be. Because when it comes to war, when it comes to fighting, you can't carry gallons of water. You can't carry, I don't give a shit if you have a pantry full of canned foods and whatnot, or if you're big money enough to buy one of these, you know, MRE, My Patriot, Four Patriots, all this different shit. If you have the money to buy that stuff, cool. When shit hits the fan and you got to roll, that shit ain't going to do you no good, because how much can you really carry? Because in all honesty, if you have to bug out and you got to roll, you need some food, yes, but you need protection a lot more. You can find food. You can kill something and eat it. I'm just saying, when it comes to war, when it comes to these things, there's not going to be mess tents. There's not going to be a chuck wagon following you around. These things aren't going to happen. You are going to have to survive. I've listened to plenty of podcasts, and I hear all this stuff. Four Patriots and My Patriots and this Patriots and that Patriots and MREs and Ys and all this stuff. Cool. If you have a couple $1,000s and you want to go buy that shit, knock yourself out, okay? I'm not even going to tell you to go to the grocery store and stock up on canned foods and water, because if you got a roll, you ain't taking that shit with you. I am going to tell you this. You got a couple of weeks. Get you a gun. Get you a couple of guns. Stock up on some ammo, because that's what you're going to need, okay? Because with that, you can find food and water. I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm saying this to prepare you. There's a difference. Now, hopefully, I'm wrong. But when I tell you dates that these things are going to happen, I'm not making up stuff. You heard these people say the same thing. It's not old Don just saying, I think May 27th something's going to happen. I'm not a fucking psychic. These people are telling you, on that day, this is going to happen. Now, doesn't mean the world's going to end on May 27th, but it means that your rights are being signed over. You're being sold into slavery, essentially. Are you ready to work for the master? Or do you want to get on the Underground Railroad and ride it out? Guys, I mean, that's really all I got for you. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I know it's, I don't want to close on too somber of a note, and I don't want to freak y'all out, but please, do your own research on this. May 27th, pandemic treaty, WHO, WEF, start looking it up, guys. Make sure you follow us on social media, Don't Tread on America, on Facebook, Instagram, True Social, and the Ticker Talker. Make sure you're following this show, guys, because I got a bunch more shows coming up, and I've already got stuff written. So please, please, stay with us. Follow the show. Make sure you share this episode with your friends. If you're on Apple and or Spotify, make sure you give me a rating. Hope preferably 5-star. If you want to give me a review, that'd be great, too. And don't forget about the website there, DontTreadOnAmerica.com. And you can email me at DonQ@DontTreadOnAmerica.com. Don't forget about the sponsors. RepairApparelCo.com. Use promo code DTOM to buy a t-shirt. But Don, you just said everything's going to shit. Why should I buy a t-shirt? I got you. I got you. Buy a t-shirt. Nope, show up. Just in case I'm wrong, you know, that way we have funding. All right, guys. With that being said, it is May Day. May Day. God, I hope it's not our May Day. You guys have a great day, and I'll talk to you again soon.